Hey guys, it's Kat. Back by popular demand is the new and improved mini-series, hashtag Millennial Probs. This is a concept that sprung out of something I started about 2 years ago, and I was doing it on LinkedIn and on YouTube, and it was called hashtag Marketing Probs, which I'm also starting back up, but I'm going to keep hashtag Marketing Probs to my LinkedIn page specifically. So if you are an up-and-coming marketer, an entrepreneur, a founder, anybody who's trying to figure out how to market something, head over to my LinkedIn page and shoot me a message telling me what your greatest hashtag marketing prob is. And I will deliver a hashtag marketing probs video, which is a 2 to 3 minute video giving you the steps to help solve your greatest marketing problems. So back to today. So what this mini-sode is the first in a weekly series that we're going to be doing on the Millennial Innovators podcast. And it's called hashtag Millennial Probs, right? We've all got them. It's for those WTH, WTF moments where you get hit with something you least expected. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? We're going to figure it out here together. So this series is something I thought we should bring it back to the podcast. We'll do it weekly. It'll be a short episode, just some weekly like knowledge. And just like we're talking about anchors in the podcast series right now, Underdogs and Unforgettables, these are kind of some weekly anchors that you can take and learn and put under your belt. Hopefully when you find yourself in the future in those WTH moments, you won't have to panic because we'll already have answered it here. So that's the whole point of this. I get lots of questions each week from people who listen to the Millennial Innovators podcast. So I felt like this was a great place to start directing those. Each week, I'll read through your questions and answer them on Instagram using the hashtag Millennial Probs. And the very best of the best will be selected to share on new episodes here. And these questions can range from anything, right? I mean, career, personal relationships, all sorts of stuff. So let's get at it. My first question this week was from Kelsey. Kelsey said, I come from the corporate agency world, but just received an offer from a startup. I'm in PR now, and I just don't think it's a great fit. I'm not loving the work. This new role at the startup sounds amazing, but I'm really nervous to take it because I've never worked in a startup before, and the environment sounds really different. So how do I know if the company environment is a good fit for me? How do I know what the right decision is? So Kelsey, this is a totally normal dilemma, right? Like so many people have this problem and making decisions isn't always easy, especially when it comes to career. Although I can't tell you, you know, exactly what is the right decision for you specifically, what I can give you, Kelsey, is a framework for assessing what's really going on here, right? Because it takes a while working in a lot of different environments and with different people and different teams and different roles to really figure out what sort of soil you are most likely to grow in, right? So in part, finding that out can only be done by experimenting and taking risks and experiencing a lot of different environments and a lot of different working situations and roles and things like that. The advice I can give you is not to focus so much on the pressure of the decision you have to make. When we overanalyze and are hyper anxious about making a decision, oftentimes that's our brain playing a trick on us in a way, right? Because really, making the decision isn't, you know, the scary part. We build all this anxiety up and all this fear up around making our decisions, but decisions are just choices. I mean, you woke up this morning and got out of bed, you put 2 socks on your feet, shoes, decided what you wanted to do, how you were going to get to work, what you were going to focus on when you got there. Maybe you had an unexpected conflict arise on the subway or in morning traffic during rush hour or something, and you had to decide how you were going to respond. You make decisions all day, every day. So it's not as if you're not equipped to make a decision now. And the reality is, it really doesn't matter what choice we make. All we can control, truly, is how we respond to the things that then happen to us, right? So just by making a really thorough, safe decision, it doesn't really make you any better off. Honestly, it probably makes you a little more naive because then when, you know, you think you've made the safe choice and then when conflict comes your way, you're a little more taken aback by it and kind of startled. So here's what I would suggest that you try and do. Figure out what's making you so hesitant. Then once you identify what your hesitation comes from, evaluate it. Because the hesitation is fear. Fear is a normal human feeling. Fear is something we all experience for all sorts of reasons and at all different times. So it's not a bad thing that you're experiencing fear, but what is a bad thing is to allow the fear to control your choice. So once you figure out what that hesitation is stemming from, then you have to say to yourself, okay, this is where my fear is coming from. Is this a rational fear or is this an irrational fear? Because that's the way that you figure out if this is truly something that you should be concerned about, or is this hesitation coming from something that is purely just the fear of the unknown, the fear of something you've never experienced before. You know, it's just like the boogeyman, right? When we realize the boogeyman is just our younger brother hiding in the closet, you know, with a sheet over his head or something, it's not that scary. Once you identify the fear and call it out, you're better able to not let it influence your judgment and decision making. So that is what I would suggest that you go ahead and do. Figure out what's making you so hesitant. Then once you identify what your hesitation comes from, evaluate it. Kelsey, please shoot me a note and let me know how it goes. My email is kat@millennovation.com, and you can always go to my Instagram page and let me know how it goes there. Thanks for writing in. And for everyone else, this is #millennialprobs. Stay tuned and please go to the website and sign up, because we're actually going to be sending these answers out in a short weekly email that will equip you with the tools, knowledge, and principles that you need to get through the crazy in your life. We've got a new episode of Underdogs and Unforgettables coming soon, so definitely subscribe here to make sure that you don't miss out on that. Stay tuned. All right, I'll see you next time. This is the Millennial Innovators Podcast, and I'm Kat, signing off on #millennialprobs.